We now look at alamos, and alamos have a similar situation to allophones. I gave the analogy that they were like superheroes. So the superhero with a bat on his chest, he's the same person realized in two forms. So Batman is in fact Bruce Wayne. If we take that analogy with a morph, it's a morph that's realized in two different ways. So if somebody was to ask you, how do you make the plural in English? And often an answer would be, well, if you have the noun, then you add an S and it makes it into cats. And if you have dog, you add an S and it makes it into dogs. So add an S and therefore it will become plural. However, is that really the case? Pronounce cats, dogs. As you can see, the morpheme, the added S, is realized in two different ways. It's realized as a S and it's realized as a Z. So S, the S and the Z, they are allomorphs. They're allomorphs of the same morpheme, the added S. Similarly, look at this. Picked and played. How do you make the past tense? I pick, I picked. I play, I played. And the normal answer people would say is add an ed, except that's in written form, you add an ed. In the spoken form, picked and played, then you see that it's realized in two different ways. It's realized with a t and it's realized with a d. So the allomorphs of the suffix ed are t and d, and the allomorphs of the plural added s is realized in two forms, s and z.